சைத்தன் சந்திராயணம் சைத்தன மகாபிரபு கௌராங்கிர மதுர்லீலா ஜார் கொர்ணி பிரவேசிலா சுதயோ நிர்மல பேலதா மகாபிரபு லீலா பாஸ்ட் டைம்ஸ் வெரி ஸ்வீட் அட் தி சேம் டைம் ஔதார்ஜமயோ மாதுர்ஜோ ஔதார்ஜோ மகாபிரபு லீலா கௌர லீலா இஸ் கிருஷ்ண லீலா கிருஷ்ண லீலா இஸ் கௌர லீலா பிகாஸ் கௌராங்க மகாபிரபு இஸ் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் கிருஷ்ண பிரஜேந்திர நந்தன ஜெயி சச்சிசுத ஹொய்லா செய் ஹூ இஸ் பிரஜேந்திர நந்தன் சன் ஆஃப் நந்த மகாராஜ் ஹி இஸ் சச்சிசுத ஹி இஸ் சன் ஆஃப் சச்சி மாதா பட் ஹிஸ் மூட் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் He accepted, Krishna accepted the mood of a devotee, Bhakta Bhav, especially mood of Radharani, Radha Bhav. Apani karimu Bhakta Bhav angikare, apani achari bhakti shikhamu shabare. Apani na koile dharma shikhanu na jaye, eito siddhanta gita bhagavate koye. This Krishna's thought in his abode. I'll go accepting the mood of a bhakta and teach bhakti. Teach bhakti. Unless one practices in his own life, he cannot teach. Theoretical saying will not help you. It's practical. Apane achari dharma opare sikhao. This is Mahaprabhu's principle. You practice yourself, then teach it. One who doesn't practice himself, he has no right to teach. If he theoretically says, then his sayings and words will not be effective. It is blank fire, like empty words, blank fire. You understand? So Mahaprabhu, practically practicing devotion bhakti and teaching bhakti. So his mood is mood of a bhakta, though he is Krishna. His mood is different. His mood is mood of a bhakta, especially mood of Radharani. You understand? He came to teach us how to surrender into Krishna, how to develop devotion, Krishna bhakti. Teach us. He came. So his leela is Krishna. So his Gaura leela is Krishna leela. Krishna leela is Gaura leela. Krishna madhurjya moy is very sweet. Madhurjya ka nilaya Krishna. Krishna is all beautiful. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesha shobham. Krishna's beauty far excels that of the crores of cupid. Cupid is very beautiful here. Understand? Material world, cupid. Understand cupid? Cupid, kandarpa. It's very beautiful here. But Krishna's beauty far excels that of crores of cupids. Crores of cupids. Kandarpa koti kamaniya visesha shobham. Krishna. Syama tribhanga lalita. Is Shyam Sundar, three places bent, crooked, but looks very beautiful. His beauty far excels that of crores of cupids. So Krishna Leela is beautiful Leela, very sweet Leela, Madhurya Leela. And Gaura Leela is, though as Gaura is Krishna, so in Gaura's pastimes also sweetness is there, but at the same time, Udarjya, magnanimity is there. Two parts. Leela, there are two parts. Madhurjya, Udarjya. Understand my language? Sweetness, Madhurjya, beautiful sweetness, and Udarjya, magnanimity. You understand? And Mahaprabhu is wonderful magnanim in his heart. Adhuto Udarjya, Udarjya moya vigraha. Madhurjya, Udarjya, two types. So Krishna Gaurangira Madhurlila Jarpurni Pravisila Hrudaya Visuddharata. One who hears such Lilas of Gauranga, both Madhurja and Audharjya, Maya Lila, and then his heart becomes purified. You understand? Gaura Lila, such Lila. So one day Gauranga Mahaprabhu, taking up sannyas, Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Purushottam Khetra, Jagannath Puridham, stayed there. So Bhaktas, devotees from Gaudadesh, means Bengal, they used to come to Jagannath Puri Dham during Rasayatra time, this is rainy season for 4 months, Chaturmasa, 4 months. They come, they stay in Jagannath Puri, they get the association of Mahaprabhu and they see Jagannath also. They spend 4 months in Jagannath Puri, then they go back to their residences, their native places. So, 1 year, this Mukunda, Khandavasi Mukunda, Mukunda Das, one of the dear devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, there are several Mukunda Dasas, Mukunda Datta and Mukunda Dasa, and another, this is Khandavasi Mukunda, is from Gaudadesh, Bengal, name is Mukunda Das, very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, and he is resident of a village named Khanda, you understand? Therefore, it's said Khandavasi Mukunda, is very dear devotee of Srimad Mahaprabhu. And he had a son, Mukunda Das had a son, his name was Raghunandan, Raghunandan. So, Raghunandan was also a great devotee and very dear devotee of Mahaprabhu. Both father and son were great devotees and dear devotees of Mahaprabhu. One day, Mahaprabhu, out of fun, asked Mukunda Das, "Your father, and Raghunandan is your son, isn't it? Understand, Bhaktamaka. Your father, Raghunandan is your son. Or, is it true? Or, Raghunandan is father and you are his son. You understand me? What I say? Once Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda Das, "Mukunda Das, your father and Raghunandan is your son. Is it true? Or, Raghunandan is your father and you are his son. What is true? Do you follow me?" Out of fun, Mahaprabhu asked, "But Raghunandan is a very dear devotee and pure devotee. Therefore, who is a pure devotee? In Mahaprabhu's teaching, he is Trunadapi Sunicha, Taro Riva Saishruna Omani Manava. He thinks himself much humbler than a blade of grass lying in the street. He has no pride. No dambikata, no pride. He is very, very humble. Lowest of the low. He thinks himself lowest of the low. I am lowest of the low. All are superior to me. I am the last man. Nobody is below me. That is such mentality. Otherwise you cannot do hari bhajan, pure bhajan you cannot do. If there is pride, dambikata. You understand? Pride is a demoniac characteristic. Dambhadappa vimanascha krodhuparushyongivacha Ajnana chabhijatasya sampada asanin, isn't it? Partha sampada asanin, Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, Krishna says that. Ajnana chabhijatasya partha sampada asanin. Pride, arrogance, conceit, harshness, ignorance, these are demoniac characteristics. Demoniac. But a Vaishnava, sadhu, bhakta, has no pride. He is very humble. Thinks, I am the lowest of the low, I am the lowest of the low. Much humbler, more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. Such is mentality. No pride. And Taro Riva Saishuna is as tolerant as tree. Amani Manada. He never demands respect for himself, he gives respect to one and all. Isn't it? That is Mahaprabhu's teaching, most important teaching in Sikhyastaka. With this mentality, someone chants Hare Krishna definitely. Ehi matta hanyaje Krishna nam loy, Sri Krishna charanitar prema bhujay. Mahaprabhu says, ehi matta hanyaje Krishna nam loy, Sri Krishna charanitar prema bhujay. With this mentality, this attitude one chants, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Definitely, he will develop Krishna prema at lotus feet of Krishna. You understand? Mahaprabhu gives prema. So, Raghunandan, this is Mukunda Das. Mukunda Das is a dear devotee, pure devotee, and dear devotee of Krishna, Krishna Bhakta, both father and son were Krishna Bhaktas. So Mukunda Das has no, he never demands respect, that I am father, he is my son, isn't it? I am father, and he is my son. So he cannot pay respect to his son. I am father, he'll demand respect. But being pure devotee of Krishna, Mukunda Das, not demanding respect. You understand? Amani Manada. Amani Manada. And his son also was a great devotee, pure devotee. So, Mukunda Das said, when Mahaprabhu asked this thing, Mukunda Das said, Mukunda kohe raghunandana moro pita ho. Ami taro putra amaro nishoye. Ami taro putra amaro nishoye. Ami sabaro krishna bhakti raghunandan hoite. Raghunandan haite oto evo pita raghunandano amaro nishchite oto evo pita raghunandano amaro nishchite. This son Raghunandan is a very dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna. So Mukunda Das gave up that, but it's Abhiman, that he is father and Raghunandan his son. He gave up that Abhiman. Rather say, Raghunandan moro pita hoy. He said, Mahaprabhu, Raghunandan is my father. I am his son. Understand me? Raghunandan moro pita hoy. Ami tar putro. Raghunandan is my father. I am his son. He said that, you know, Mahaprabhu, Raghunandan is my father. I am his son. Ama sobar Krishna Bhakti Raghunandan hoide, ote pita Raghunandan amar nishide. We have all developed Krishna Bhakti because of Raghunandan. He is such a great devotee and dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna. Therefore, we have all developed Krishna Bhakti because of Raghunandan. Therefore, Raghunandan is my father. Understand me? He said that. When he said, and that is the perfect answer. That was the perfect answer. He gave perfect answer. And hearing this perfect answer, Mahaprabhu became very, very pleased, very much pleased. Then Mahaprabhu gave definition of real guru or real father. Guru is father. Yes. Suni harse kahe prabhu kahile nishayo. Har se kahe prabhu kahile nishayo. Jaha hoite krishna bhakti sei guru hoyo. Jaha hoite krishna bhakti sei guru hoyo. Hearing this perfect answer, Mahaprabhu became very much pleased and said, yes, jahoite krishna bhakti sei guru hai, from whom one develops krishna bhakti is guru. And Mahaprabhu always glorifies the devotees. You understand? Always glorifies the devotees. And he becomes mad after glorification of the devotees. You understand, Mahaprabhu? Bhaktir mahima prabhu kahite paye sukho. Bhaktir mahima prabhu
होइते पाए सुख भक्ति रो महिमा कहते होइ पंचमुख भक्ति रो महिमा कहते होइ पंचमुख
महाप्रभु गेट्स प्लेजर इन ग्लोरिफाइंग द डिवोटी गेट्स प्लेजर ভক্তের মহিমা কইতে হই পঞ্চমুখ ইভেন নট ওয়ান মাউথ ওয়ান ফেস ফাইভ ফেসেস আর টেন ফেসেস হান্ড্রেড ফেসেস মহাপ্রভু গ্লোরিফাইজ দি ভক্ত ডিভোটিস হি গেটস মাস্ট প্লেজার গ্লোরিফিকেশন অফ দি ডিভোটিস বৈষ্ণবের গুণগান করিলে জীবের প্রাণ শুনিয়েছি সাধুগুরু মুখে সাধুগুরু আচার্য দেশে বৈষ্ণবের গুণগান করিলে জীবের প্রাণ শুনিয়েছি সাধুগুরু আই হ্যাভ হার্ড from sadhu gurus. If you glorify Vaishnava, sadhu, the devotee of Krishna, definitely you'll develop Krishna bhakti and you'll be delivered from the clutches of maya. You understand? So one and all should glorify the devotees and Mahaprabhu, though supreme personality of Godhead is supreme personality of Godhead. Still, she was glorifying the devotees. You understand? Then Mukunda Das, the pure devotee of Krishna and dear devotee of Mahaprabhu also, he was a physician, vaidya, understand my language, physician, Kaviraj in King's Kaviraj, Raj Vaidya, you follow, King's Kaviraj, Raj Vaidya, he was doing that, let's say, vyavasaya, professor, Vaidya, medical profession, it was Raj Vaidya. In King's court he was doing that, Raj Vaidya. But inside, Krishna Premi Bhakta, Premi Bhakta is a very dear devotee of Krishna, the Lord Krishna Prema. One day's event, incident, that he was sitting before the king, king means ruler, and the Mohammedan ruler. You understand? At that time, Mohammedan ruling there, his Barsa. Mohammedan ruler, Mukunda Das was sitting, the ruler, Barsa was sitting in his throne, on his throne, and Mukunda Das sitting in front him, and some discussion going on in the treatment of some diseases. Do you understand? Diseases, and Mukunda Das was prescribing the medicines, all these things going on. At that time, one servant came with an umbrella made up of peacock feather. Umbrella was made up of peacock feather. He came with that umbrella and stood at the backside of Basa, raising that umbrella on his head. As soon as Mukunda saw the peacock feather, immediately, he became ecstatic, do you understand? Became ecstatic. Seeing peacock feather means one will immediately remember Krishna, nothing else. Because Sikhi Puchamauli, Sikhi Puchamauli, Varahabhatansa, isn't it? Varahabhatansa, and his grace, whose grace, peacock feather is there, he is Krishna, nobody else. Krishna only wears peacock feather, nobody else wears. That is all, you should understand. Varavatansa, Sikhipuchamoli. So as soon as he saw peacock feather, his premi bhakta, Krishna premi, so immediately he became ecstatic and he fell down on the ground and fell unconscious. You understand? Became unconscious. From his seat, chair, fell down. So, Vatsa, the king, thought of, Raj Vaidya, physician Mukunda, died. He died. Thought of like that. So, he himself got up from his seat, throne, and fanned, sprinkled some water on his face, and fanned. Then Mukunda Das got back his consciousness. Then the king, Vatsa, asked, what happened to you? Why did you fall down from your seat? You might have very severely hurt by falling down on the ground from your seat. Hearing this, Mukundada said, Oh, my dear king, Vatsa, I am not so severely hurt, or little hurt, not severely hurt. Then the Vatsa said, why did you fall down? Why did you? They said, oh, my dear king, Vatsa, I have a disease. I have a disease. That is Murugi Vyadhi. Murugi Vyadhi means my head reels sometimes. I have such a disease. My head sometimes reels. Therefore, I sometimes fall down and become unconscious. That disease I have. So I fell down. You understand? But real fact is, seeing the peacock feather, he thought of Krishna. And he is a premi bhakta, Krishna premi bhakta. Immediately, the ecstasy developed, he became ecstatic, and he completely became forgetful of his existence out of this ecstatic love, Krishna, he fell down. And that is the real fact. But he said in that way, I have a disease, Murugi Vyadhi, that means sometimes my head reels, so I fall down. You understand? Unconscious. But he didn't say that I sing this peacock feather, I... So, bhav came, he didn't say it. He kept it hidden. You understand? So you should understand that he kept hidden his own bhav, mood. Krishna, prema, nishtha. And he just outwardly, externally, he behaved. Externally he behaved. Do you understand that? Mahaprabhu's instruction is that. Antaranishtha bahya lokavyavahar. Antaranishtha bahya lokavyavahar. Keep your attachment towards Krishna in your heart. In your heart. Do you understand? Krishna bhakta, premi bhakta, pure devotee. He keeps his attachment, prema, love towards Krishna and attachment to Krishna. He has only one attachment, he has. The attachment to Krishna, no material attachment he has. So the premi bhakta has no material attachment at all. Constantly attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. No material attachment. But in the material world he is there. He is a family man. He is in the society. He has family. And neighbors are there, friends are there, kith and family members are there, kith and kin are there, you follow. So, but he is a devotee. So, he should not expose. He should not expose what is his internal feeling. He should not expose it. No, keep it in your heart. In your heart. Bahya vyavahar. Externally you have to, act. You have to act externally. As expected, understand my language? As expected, as your father expects from you the dealings, you should behave like that with your father, as a son. As a mother expects from you the dealings from son, you should behave like that. As a wife expects from you dealings, as a husband, you have to do like that. It's not that, no, I have only attachment to the lotus feet, no material attachment, no material, so I have no dealings, nothing with the father, mother, wife or friend, no. You should not do like that. Yeah? Who is in the society, who is a grihastha, householder, I am family man, family. Therefore, antaranishtha bahya lokavyavahar. So Mukunda Das, who is that? Mukunda Das, a very dear devotee, pure devotee of Krishna, premi bhakta. Krishna premi bhakta. And that is the symptom that as soon as he saw the umbrella made up of peacock feather, what happened? He became immediately ecstatic and fell down unconscious. But he didn't say it. He said in another way that I have a disease, it's Murugi Vyadhi, my head reels. So I sometimes fall down. So this is instruction here from this story, Mahaprabhu's Leela. And his dear devotee's Leela, that one should not expose his heart's feelings. Do you understand me? Feelings about Krishna is not material feelings, understand me? His feelings on Krishna, his pure devotion and ecstasy, prema, he should not expose to others. Keep it hidden. Keep it hidden. Bhajan nishtha, what is your nishtha in bhajan? Don't say. Don't speak out. Don't say to keep it. Rather say, oh, I have no bhakti at all. I am a great offender, great rascal, stupid person, rascal, most degraded person. I have no tinge of Krishna bhakti. I have to speak of Krishna prema. I am completely devoid, great of Krishna prema, no Krishna bhakti at all. I am a great rascal, stupid. I am most degraded, fallen. I have nothing. You understand? That way. Uttam hoya apna ke maane odho. Uttam hoya apna ke maane odho. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Trunadhama. Patitadhama. Jivadhama. You say, I am most fallen. I am lowest of the low. And lowest of the low. If a chronological list will be formed, top one, number one, then below him number two, then below him number three. This list will form, my name will come at the bottommost. Nobody is below me. Everybody is superior to me. All are Vaishnav, but me. I am not Vaishnav. And no Vaishnav is me at all. Yes, this is the mentality. Do you understand? Trunadri Sunicha. A pure devotee, sadhu, Krishna bhakta, premi bhakta has got. This mentality, no pride at all. Oh, don't say no! I'm a great sadhu! I am great sadhu, great Vaishnava, I am a senior devotee. So many years I am in the society, don't you know it? This is dambhikata. This is pride, Baba. Pride. Yes. Pride, dambha. You follow? This is pride, dambha. Dambhadarpo bhimānasya krodha pārusya yivasa avjñāna chābhijātasya pārtha sampada asuri. Therefore Krishna says, dambha, pride, arrogance, conceit, harshness, ignorance, desire, demoniac characteristics. This is not Vaishnava characteristic. Real Vaishnava sadhu, never. No pride at all. It's akinchana, niskinchana, Uttam hoya apnake mane adham, he is the topmost person, he is Paramahansa. He is the topmost person, Paramahansa, but he thinks himself and says also, I am lowest of the low. I have no Krishna bhakti at all. I have no Vaishnavism at all. I am most rascal, most stupid, most fallen, most sinful person and far, far away from Krishna. He says, Krishna, amar Krishna nahi prema gandha. Not developed prema at all. And such a rascal. But keeps it in the heart. You understand? Always you should do like that. Don't express it. Then you'll be finished. Everything, whatever you have gotten, you'll lose it. Then that becomes dambhikata. Right. It is a fact that if some pride will develop, Krishna crosses the pride, that fact. Krishna crosses the pride. Krishna is very dear to his devotee. Generally, demons are very puffed up fellows, proud fellows, demons. But a Vaishnava bhakta should not be puffed up proud. If he becomes, he loses bhakti. And if he comes to the path of devotional service and has cultivated some bhakti, devotion, but sometimes bhakta also develops some pride also he develops. Yes, that is practical. So, yes, I am a senior devotee, so many years I am in the movement, don't you know? I have done this thing, I opened so many centers, that center, I did this. Sevardambha, Yagardambha. I had family, I had such a material asset, I gave up everything, I did not Great renunciate I am? Yes, I am great renunciate. Huh? They are all dambhas. Sevar dambha, tyagar dambha, dambha pride comes in various forms, Baba. Yes. It also comes. When it comes like that, a bhakta develops Krishna, because his bhakta was sala, he understands, oh, he is developing some pride, and Krishna possesses the pride. That's Krishna's mercy. And that story also is said. Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita from the lips, directly from Krishna. Heard Bhagavad Gita directly from the lips of Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Arjuna heard Krishna was the charioteer, driving the chariot of Arjuna. And spoke Bhagavad Gita, imparted this tattva jnana. Arjuna heard directly. Arjuna, Pandavas, they became victorious. Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Parthadam, Jatra Sri Vijaya Bhuti, Dhruva Nitir Mathir Mama. That is the last thing Sanjaya said to this Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra had a question. What they are doing, Dharma Khetre, Kuru Khetre, Mamaka Pandavasaya, Kinga Kuruvata Sanjaya, isn't it? Mamaka, he separated, Mamaka. My sons and sons of Pandu is separated. Both are in Kuru dynasty. Do you understand? Both are in Kuru dynasty, but he is separated. And Mamaka Pandavasaya, my sons and Pandu's sons. Well, they are in Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra is Dharma Khetra. In Dharma Khetra they are assembled there. What they are doing and what will be the result? There is going to be battle. Then Sanjaya described everything. At last he said, Jatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Jatra Partha Sanjata Sri Vijaya Bhuti Dhruva Niti Matri Mama. My opinion. When there is Yogeshwara Krishna is there, and great hero Arjuna is there, victory is in that side. Vijaya, Bhuti, all opulence, victory, morality, everything in that side. Krishna is there, Krishna is there, that side. That means they will be victorious, not your sons, he said correctly, clearly, isn't it? So Arjuna heard directly from the lips of Krishna, the transcendental knowledge, jnana. Arjuna developed some pride. I am a great jnani now. Yes, I directly heard from the lips of Krishna. Yes, I am a great jnani now. So battle was over, ended. Pandava, so they became victorious. So they were all happy. So both Arjuna and Krishna moving, riding on a chariot, and Krishna was driving the chariot. They are moving on the banks of Jamuna. There are some nice gardens, upavanas. So they are moving on Jamuna, talking among. Two friends were talking, nice talks, very nice talks, because they were all happy. Arjuna was very happy. And so Arjuna had developed that pride that I am great jnani. I got such transcendental knowledge from Krishna. In his heart developed. Krishna knows everything, he's all knowing person who is there in the heart, a super soul. What you are whispering, do you understand? Bhaktamar, Krishna knows you. Yes, Bhaktamar is whispering this thing in his heart. Krishna knows everything, all-knowing person. Immediately Krishna could understand Arjuna had developed some pride. So Krishna was leela. So at that time they saw a jambuka. Jambuka means what? Jackal. Yes, jackal in Sanskrit they say jambuka. A jackal was moving around the dead body of a human being lying there. Dead body of a human being lying, a jackal was moving around just smelling. Not eating. So Arjuna laughed. Oh, jambuka murkha. This jackal is bereft of knowledge, murkha. Because he's thinking himself jnani, great jnani, I am. I have got great knowledge from Krishna. Jambuka murkha. This jambuka murkha. Bereft of knowledge. He's only moving and smelling, not eating. Murkha. This is murkha. A jnani, bereft of knowledge. Now, if two greyhounds will come out of fear. He'll fly. run away, says Murkha. Jnani, do you have to knowledge, not eating? Thus laughed and said that thing. Then Krishna stopped the chariot, called that Jambuka. Hey, Jambuka, come here. Jambuka came, folded hands, paid the obeisances, sat down with folded hands. Then Krishna asked all Jambuka, this dead body of a human being is your food, isn't it? Your food. But you are not eating, only smelling and moving around, you are not eating. Why are you not eating? Only smelling and moving around. Why are you not eating? Then Jambuka said with much humble, oh my Lord, you know everything. You know everything, you are all knowing Lord. I am an animal, I am bereft of knowledge, I have no jnana. I am murkha, I am bereft of knowledge. I am no jnana. Eat that portion, otherwise I won't eat. That impure food. Jambuka said, Krishna said, Jambuka, oh, you are my bhakta. You are my bhakta, you are a great jnani. You are a great jnani and a great bhakta. Arjuna was hearing, he became amazed. Oh, this Jambuka, the jackal, has such jnana. I have no such jnana, but his thinking is great jnani. He had developed that abhimana. Arjuna, I am a great jnani. Nobody is as jnani as I am, because I heard directly lips of Krishna. And Krishna, very wonderful way, crossed his pride. Understand me? Krishna crossed his pride. Yes. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's teaching, Trunadapi Sunichina, Taruri Vasuhichina, Amanina Mahanadena, Kirtani Yasarahari. Otherwise you cannot do Hari Kirtan. Think yourself much humbler than a blade of grass. No pride at all, lowest of the low. Much humbler, more insignificant than a blade of grass lying on the street. Pranadvishnana. Taruri vasishnana. Be as tolerant as tree. If you cut the tree, cut it to pieces, burn into ashes, he tolerates, no objection, isn't it? No objection tolerates. The tree may be drying up without getting water. He never asks for, oh, Bhakta Mahārāja, please give me some water. He never asks. No, he tolerates. He tolerates. Drying up. And tolerates, gets the scorching heat of the sun, tolerates it. Torrential rain, thunderbolt, what say, Karakapat? Hailstone, everything tolerates, isn't it? And gives everything. During summer season, gives his cool shade, everyone who comes underneath, gives his fruit, flower, leaves, twigs, everything he gives, and tolerates, isn't it? He's as tolerant as a tree. The Vaishnava should be like that, sadhus. Mahaprabhu is as tolerant as a tree. Amani manada, don't demand respect. Rather pay respect to one and all. Because I am lowest of the low, all are great, are superior to me. And Krishna Adhisthana Dhani, he sees Krishna everywhere. He sees Krishna in everybody. Krishna is there in the heart of your body. He sees Krishna. So Krishna Adhisthana, Krishna is there. So he pays respect. Respect is paid to Krishna. Respect is not paid to the body. And sadhu always sees Krishna everywhere. And everybody, in everywhere he sees, such eye he has. Jahan netra pade tahan Krishna swaye. Wherever eye falls, he sees Krishna. Krishna is there. So he pays respect to one and all. He never demands respect, pays respect to one. Amani manada. Without this, is the attitude. Ehi matta hai aaj Krishna naam loay, Krishna paad pradhinta prema pujay. This attitude, one who chants, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Definitely, develop Krishna, he will never commit any offense. Otherwise, we are committing offense because of this pride. Do you understand? We are committing offenses. So, he will never commit any offense, definitely. That is Mahaprabhu's teaching. Amani Mamada. So, Mukunda Das, therefore, say, Raghunandan is my father, I am his son. He said, oh, I am father, he is son. No, Raghunandan is my father, I am son. Then Mahaprabhu becomes very much pleased. You see, Amani Manada. He never demanded, I am father, he is my son. No, Raghunandan is my father, I am his son. Mahaprabhu, very much pleased. You understand, very much pleased, Amani Manada. That is our teaching, that is Mahaprabhu's teaching. You follow Mahaprabhu's teaching. Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Isn't it? Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of God. Natta paratra nanya kinchit asti dhananjaya. Bhagavad Gita says, nobody is superior to me, O dhananjaya Arjuna. Isn't it? Huh? Asamardhva tattva, asama urdhva. Nobody is equal to him, nobody is superior to him. Is asamardhva tattva is Lord Hari Krishna. Huh? Mahaprabhu is Krishna. But in his dealings, you see how humble he is. Yes, how humble he is. When he went to Kashi, Mayabadi, that is the place of Mayabadi, Kashi. Prakashananda Saraswati, chief leader, very puffed up fellow, proud fellow, thinking, I am great, I am Narayana, Narayana, isn't it? And I am, nobody knows Vedanta as I, such pride. He had. Krishna Aparadhi, Mayavadi, Krishna Aparadhi, Mahaprabhu said, Mayavadi, they are great offenders at the Lotus Feet of Krishna because they think themselves Supreme Lord, one with the Lord. Great offenders, they cannot be delivered. No, they cannot be, no question of deliverance. It's great offenders. When Mahaprabhu asked Sri Ramananda Rai, that question, Bubukhya Mumukhya Gati Kiyas. What is the destination of Bubukhya Mumukhya? Bubukhya means one who has desire for material enjoyment, that is Bhubukhya. Do you understand? What is his destination? And Mumukhya, one who has desire to be one with the Supreme Lord, to merge into Brahman. Do you understand? One with the Lord. That is Mumukhya. Mukhya, liberation. What is a destination? Rai Ramana says, Deva Deho Sthavara Deho Dvahankara Gati. One who has desire for material enjoyment, he does many pious activities, punya karma. So, he will be elevated to demigod's planet. You understand? He will get demigod's body, deva deha. That is his destination, Bubukhya's destination. Understand? But the Mumukhya's destination, one wants to merge into Brahman, to be one with the Lord, sthabar deha. He will fall down and enter into the body of a mountain or tree. You'll get the body of mountain and tree. Sthabar deha. Sthabar. Joni, that is covered consciousness, most degraded consciousness. That is the destination of the mukhas. Understand? Rai Ramananda gave this answer. The fellow. So, Krishna Aparadi, because they are great offenders at Lotus Krishna, because they think themselves Narayana, God, Lord. They cannot be delivered. Unless Mahaprabhu showers his mercy, there is no question of deliverance. This is Mumukhyas. Prakashananda Saraswati, so from the crowd, Kashi, thousands, there are thousands. Mahaprabhu went to Kashi once. Because you are showering his mercy to one and all, even Mayavadi also. Without mercy, Mahaprabhu, Mayavadi cannot deliver. So, Mahaprabhu was chanting Hare Krishna, surrounded with devotees, dancing in the street. Mahaprabhu, sannyasi, Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. The followers of Prakashananda saw that one sannyasi from Gaudiya Desh has come. He's chanting and dancing in the street. They reported it to Prakashananda. I said, one sannyasi from Gaudiya Desh has come, who is chanting Hare Krishna and dancing in the street. When Prakashananda heard this, he said, sannyasi nama matra bado Indra Dali. Kashipure na vikare tara Indra Dali. Oh, he is not sannyasi. He is by name sannyasi. Only by name. But a great juggler. A great juggler, Bodo Indradali. Kashipura na vikabe tar Indradali. In Kashipura, his jugglery cannot be sold. He has come here to sell his jugglery. But in Kashipura, his jugglery cannot be sold because we are great sannyasi. Vedanta. There, for the pride, he said like that. You understand? So, those were Mahaprabhu's men. When they heard, it was very painful for them. Yes, Prakashananda is saying like this. So they reported to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, the Prakashananda person is saying like that. Mahaprabhu laughed. Mahaprabhu didn't become angry, didn't get angry at all. He tolerated. Yes, he tolerated. Mahaprabhu was, rascal, what is that? Didn't he know me? I am so mine. What's this? Power, strength, huh? Mahaprabhu would have said like that, but he didn't say anything. He tolerated. Parvati was sensitive, huh? And he laughed, smiled only. Smiled. You understand? How it is? The Supreme Personality got it. Huh? Then Mahaprabhu said, oh yes, all right. Bhavakali bechite kashipure oilam. Grahako na mile. Huh? Dika na jaye. Don't pay any book, oh, yes, I came to Kashipur to sell my jugglery, but customers are not available. What shall I do? All right, I'll take it back to my home. What shall I do? Customers are not available. I came to Kashipur to sell jugglery. Then said, Bhari Bodhan hoy ailam, kena phir ailam. Orpa sarpa mulle pale ethai vetio. Oh, I came with a very heavy load. Heavy load. Why shall I again take it back? No. All right, if not enough money is available, obtained, if not bigger amount of money will up, I'll sell it here. Because he had gone there to deliver this Maya Bhavis, to give them Krishna Bhakti. Do you understand? Bhari bodhano yaar, kene phirayar, all possible mullo ethai vetio. Here's some bigger amount, I'll sell it here. He said like that. So how tolerant he is, you understand? How tolerant he is, he didn't get angry. He rather smiled and said, by his will, you see, Supreme Personality, an assembly of sannyasi, one assembly of sannyasi was arranged. Brahmin arranged, invited all sannyasis, he came to Mahaprabhu, invited him to Mahaprabhu. On that day, such day, I have arranged an assembly of sannyasis, an assembly of sannyasis. Please come. I know you are not going to those. Because Mahaprabhu goes to the Mayavadis, the assembly of Mayavadis. I know it, that Brahmin says. Still, I'm requesting you, please come. Because it's by the will of Mahaprabhu, this is all done. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu, yes, I'll go. Otherwise, how? The Mayavadi's pride will be crushed. How? They'll get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. How? They'll come to the path of devotional service. Unless Mahaprabhu shows his mercy. So Mahaprabhu went there. Very big pendal, erected pendal was there. All Mayavadi's were sitting there. Much pride. Mahaprabhu went and sat down at the place where the people generally wash their feet. He didn't go to the pendal. You see, Supreme Personality of Godhead, how humble he is. You see? How humble he is. Then his Supreme Lord, some effulgence coming out, glow coming out from his whole body. Prakashananda Saraswati, other Mahavadi sannyasis saw it. They come down, got down from pendal, went to him. All right, please come to the pendal. No, I have no qualification, I am a murkha, I have no knowledge, I am most degraded fellow, I am not a worthy person at all to sit there. You are all qualified worthy persons. It is for you, the place, not for me. What he says? No, you belong to our sampradaya. That means he has taken sannyas from Kesava Bharati, Bharati sampradaya, Mayavadi sannyas. Somebody. You belong to our Somebody. Please come, please come, please come. They dragged him there. You understand? Dragged him there. Because how humble he is. The Supreme Person of Godhead. Huh? This is Mahaprabhu's teaching, practical teaching. And then when this topic came up about Vedanta, why you are dancing, why you are not studying sannyas duties, study Vedanta, meditate, why are doing these things? Then Mahaprabhu spoke. You understand? What is real Vedanta? What is real Vedanta? What is that? And what is the goal of life? What is that? All this. Mahaprabhu spoke and defeated their philosophy. Completely smashed. You understand? Completely smashed. How you are saying Lord is impersonal, not a person, void, zero. It is smashed completely. You understand? And when it speaks, like a bullet. Like a bullet. Smashes the bogus philosophy and establishes the pure Shuddha Bhakti Siddhanta. That was good. But he's so humble. His dealings are so humble, so nice, that Mahaprabhu's principle is Pridipurna Vyavahara Juktipurna Katha. That's Mahaprabhu's principle, motto. Pridipurna Vyavahara Juktipurna Katha. Your dealings should be very nice, sweet dealings. Mahaprabhu's dealings are very sweet, nice. Yes, Pridipurna Vyavahara. Juktipurna Katha. When he speaks, speaks like bullet, like lion roars. Roars like a lion and very... quoting Shastra, defeats the bogus philosophy, it is God, says it. Nobody can defeat him, because he is supreme already. That is Mahaprabhu's dealings. There is pride, he is humble. So unless you give up our pride and become humble, we can understand Mahaprabhu's teachings. How can we develop Krishna prem, though he is prema purusottama, he is giving Krishna prem through chanting holy name. How can you get it? Understand me? Unless you follow this thing. All right, thank you very much. What is the question you are saying?
Well, the question concerns a class. One, I was considering that she was saying that one cannot give Krishna prema so many ways, austerities,
yes,
renunciation, etc. Started mentioning by studying commentaries.
Cannot understand Bhagavata.
I had this doubt, and I don't mean to be challenging me, but I was considering that by studying the commentaries of the sages of the
commentators
in the line of Pacific Succession, this way actually by that association, it seemed to me could derive some bhakti.
That Sivaji said, that Sivaji is bharsam. Bhaktya bhagavangrajyam na buddhya na sati kaya. It's not my bhasan. That Sivaji is bhasan. Sivaji is one of the Mahajanas. Bhaktya bhagavangrajyam na buddhya na sati kaya. Only by bhakti one can approach Bhagavata or understand Bhagavata. Cannot understand Bhagavata, they didn't have a scholarship, merit, intelligence or commentaries, taking help of the commentaries. Nambudhyana sa tikaya. Tika means commentary. You understand? Shiva is also. Because Bhagavata is Krishna. Vibhu. Krishna is only understood through bhakti. No other means is there. Namang sadhiti yoga no sankhya no dharma udhaya no suddhyaya tapasthyaya. Suddhyaya, Vedic study. Vedic study. Also one may read Veda, acquire Vedic knowledge, still he cannot. Krishna says no. Datha bhaktir morjada. As one understands and approaches this means bhakti only. Understand? Only by bhakti one can approach Krishna and understand Krishna. Not by other means, like yoga sadhana, by Vedic study, sankhyalasana, tapasya, tyago, renunciation. No. Yes.
I think there's confusion that because there is some benefit to studying the commentaries even without.
You may acquire knowledge, but not. Then getting knowledge, you become popular.
The case of Jada Bark informs King Rahuna that only by taking the dust of the lotus feet.
Yes. 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 Dust, take the dust, lotus feet, then you'll get Sadhguru Kripa, then you'll get Bhakti.
Is it Srila Prabhupada's benediction upon the world that he gives that blessing that by reading in Bhagavatam,
that the people can be delivered. Ooh. I don't mean to say that any rascal who just reads one of those slokas. Only reads, but doesn't associate with sadhu Vaishnavas. Only reads. You understand? But disregards sadhu Vaishnavas. It's said for them. You understand? But so many things have been said in Bhagavatam about sadhu sangha. Huh? Isn't it? Ask for. Huh? When Lord Vishnu said, ask for the boon, what you want? Because they underwent severe austerity standing in the water for thousands of years. Huh? And Bhagavan Vishnu became pleased, appeared before them and asked for the boon. What boon do you ask for? Only for sadhusanga. Tulayama labena apina sargana puna bhavam. Bhavat bhakti sangha, bhakti sangha, sangasya, matyanam kimutasama, isn't it? Matyanam kimutasisa, we are residents of this Martyapura, this mortal world, where birth and death is there. For us, no boon is there, only one boon, bhavat bhakti bhakti sangasya, only sangha of bhavat bhakti sadhu vaishnavas. Sangha association is the only boon for us. No other boon is there. Tulayam labena api na sargam na punarbhavam. Even one is fortunate and gets the Sangha association of a such sadhu, is completely surrendered soul, premi bhakta, even for a moment, what he gets cannot be compared to the attainment of elevation to the heavenly planets and getting such so much material enjoyment or merging into Brahman cannot be compared to it. So what boon they ask for? Only sadhu sangha. And Rahugana said the same thing. Do you understand? Rahugana said that without just taking the, per se, Vina mahat pādar aso abhishekam. That is Rahugana's version. Vina mahat pādar aso abhishekam. Without. Unless one takes the dust from the lotus feet of a Mahatma, Paramahansa, Mahatma, Premi, Bhakta, do you understand? Mahabhagavata, and smears his head, body, he cannot understand this thing, do you understand? That is Sadhu Krupa, Guru Krupa only. By Guru Krupa, one can understand. By reading Bhagavata or reading Shastra, one can, that is Shastra has Kripa. Sadhu Shastra Krupa is the Krishna Mukha Hoy, Sijiva Toroy Maya Tahakuchara. It is said. By the mercy of Sadhu and Shastra. By the mercy of Sadhu and Shastra, if somebody develops Krishna consciousness, then he will be free from the clutches of Maya. He will be delivered. Shastra has Krupa. But Shastra speaks about sadhu sangha, but only reads Shastra and doesn't do sadhu sangha. Disregards sadhu, he cannot get. He commits offender. Understand my point, what I say? In that respect, Sivaji has said, only by reading and taking help of the commentaries, such puffed up fellow, I can understand. I know. It's written in Sanskrit language, I'm a Sanskrit scholar. I can read and if commentaries are there also, I can take a comment. I can understand. What is the need of developing devotion, bhakti?
He hasn't understood. if he'd been reading the Vaishnava commentary, then he really hadn't understood
it. He cannot understand it because it's a pumped up fellow. Huh? He never cares for the association of sadhus. Vaishnavas never ask for the, never seeks, begs for the mercy of the sadhus. You understand? Disregards. It's pumped up. Mahaprabhu, you see, in Chaitanya Bhagavata, it is mentioned Devananda Pandit, you see, Devananda Pandit. Devananda Pandit is a great scholar. Great scholar, yes. And he gives very nice, eloquent pravachan. Eloquent pravachan, Bhagavata pravachan, yes. Very eloquent pravachan he gives. Great scholar and leads very, strict life. Never commits any sin. Yes, no sinful activity. Very strict life. Like an ascetic, sannyasi or brahmachari, strict brahmachari leads. Yes, pure life, you see. But he is very puffed up. He never comes for the association of Vaishnava sadhus. No humble, no humility there, very puffed up. And such scholarship learning, education he has, panditya he has, everything he has. And gives nice eloquent pravachan, but Mahaprabhu got angry with him. Got very angry with him. Oh, I'll tear up your Bhagavata puthi, throw it away. Why he said? Because he's a puffed up fellow. He never comes for sadhusanga. He disregards sadhus. Because of jnana is so puffed up. Do you follow me?
This is the same devotee who ignored Shiva Swami's commentary?
No, Mahaprabhu said to Balabhata, Balabhataria. Balabhataria. Balabhataria, Balabhata. He was such a proud of fellow. Proud of fellow. Once he said to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, I have written a commentary on Bhagavatam, but I have not tossed Sridhar Swami's commentary. He said that thing. He is so proud of fellow. This is question of pride only. Then Mahaprabhu got angry. Mahaprabhu says, Sridhar Swami Guru Karimani, Sridhar Anugata Kara Bhagavata Vakhyana. Swami Jai Namani Taku Besya Karimani. You accept Sridhar Swami as Guru. If you want to speak something, write something on Bhagavata, you accept Sridhar Swami as Guru. Under his guidance, you study Bhagavata, speak Bhagavata, write something. Accept Sridhar Swami. One who doesn't accept Swami is a prostitute. Besya. Swami means husband, literally. Swami Jai Namani Taku Besya Karimani. Mahaprabhu says. And don't accept Swami is prostitute. Siddha Swami, Jagadguru Siddha Swami, Siddha Anugatakara. Mahaprabhu said that thing. This is puffed up fellow. Then he said that in Vallabhata. One who is very humble, humble bent of mind, he does sadhu sangha, and he develops bhakti, and with that devotional bent of mind, he takes help of commentary. That is addition. Addition. Most important is sadhu sangha. Bhakti, understand me? And much, you see, so many things are said about sadhu sangha in Bhagavata. Yes, yes. In other sastras, not so, such things are not said. So much has been said about sadhu sangha in Bhagavata. Yes. But who disregards sadhus, and only, but so puffed up that only I'll read and by taking knowledge from it, I can understand, that is right. That was denied, understand me? In that respect it is said. Otherwise, with this humble bent of mind, sastra has kripa, mercy. He gets mercy both from sadhu and sastra. Understand? That mind. But with disregarding sadhu only by sastra, I'll say, that is denied. Understand me? Understand?
So you need not only the book Bhagavata, but you need the person
Bhagavata. Bhakam, bhakta Bhagavata, yes. Dui Bhagavata dya. Dui Bhagavata dara dya bhakti rasa tar preme hoy vasa. Krishna gives prema bhakti rasa through two Bhagavatas. Bhakta Bhagavata, Granth Bhagavata. And he himself becomes bound up with this prema bhakti. Through these two Bhagavata he gives. Yes?
We read like this too in conversation with recently Prabhupada in Melbourne, Australia. We asked Prabhupada, so can one develop some relationship with the Guru just through the books? Prabhupada said, no, you have to approach someone who understands the books. And they said, but Prabhupada, what about your books? And they said, no, you still have the person who knows you. So what about your commentaries?
Mm.
You're asking this, not initially, you're asking this. Guru says, no, no, you have to approach someone who's understood and realized the most.
By his mercy you can understand, that is important. But disregarding sadhus, only reading books to someone, that is denied. Then you'll become pardon. They'll have pride.
It's nowadays we find that there are many people who think that they can approach Śrīla Prabhupāda by going to him directly. And to some extent, certainly...
Lord Prabhupāda said, he said, isn't his conversation.
Right, one may derive certainly some benefit, but eventually,
but Prabhupada said, you should approach such a person who understands.
Just like some people say that if I don't have to approach Guru, if I like I can learn the books at home and learn everything. Prabhupada says, no, that is not possible. Practically, just like if you purchase some medical books and study at home, if you begin to practice, you will be called a quack.
Quack.
You will not be recognized by the government. You will not get the practitioner's registration. You will not. Unless you pass through medical college, your medical examination will not be accepted. Even if you say, quote, that I read all the books. So if you think that I have read, as we see generally, oh, I have read Bhagavad Gita 100 times, you'll be asking, what is Krishna? He cannot say it because he has not approached the Acharya.
So
we can understand these people that ignore Prabhupada's disciples.
He thinks himself very puffed up, therefore they are not qualified, only I am qualified. Yes, that's right. Yes, he cannot.
The Shastra lists symptoms of someone who's a sadhu.
Yes, it's mentioned there.
So
in Bhagavata is mentioned.
And
so the Kapila Devahuti Sambhava. Kapila Deva says sadhu lakshana, Krishna says sadhu lakshana to Uddhava. It's all mentioned there.
So, sometimes it happens that somebody sees qualities that aren't listed there and says so. And then somebody says, oh, you can't understand.
Who? That he says?
That if someone hasn't found sadhu sangha, He can still understand what the symptoms of the sadhu are from.
Yes,
because by Krishna's mercy you get the guru and
Guru's mercy you get Krishna.
And Krishna's mercy is all found in the form of Bhagavatam also.
Mm.
So in that way you can learn to recognize who is sadhu
by
reading Bhagavatam.
Yes, sadhu lakshan is mentioned in Bhagavatam.
But you
know the symptoms, then you can find. We just thought, we'll find the symptoms are there, so it's not.
That can be understood.
That will help you. You understand? Because symptoms are mentioned there. I don't know, but symptoms are mentioned here. If you can understand the symptoms, if you understand it, it's a question of understanding, then you find that symptoms in the Vaishnava. Then you can understand, yes, it's a sadhu. The symptom is there. That will help you. Yes, that's helpful. All right, thank you.
Any more questions? One place says that Krishna's calling out June, many, many layers, both you and I have led. I remember all of them, but you cannot have been June. I've heard also it said that the Pandavas, after the pastime, they went back together in their self-same bodies.
Mm. Yes.
So, one sense he's kind of doing whether he's changed bodies, you can see. And that's pretty good. And so his Pandavas have gone back home, back together, you know, as they used to do their stories and words.
Yes, I can understand.
Same, then one hand, Krishna's telling Arjuna, you cannot understand this because you've changed bodies so many times. This is saying that on one hand. Then the other hand, the end of Mahabharata.
Why say? The teaching is for us all. Therefore, pointing out Arjuna, Krishna says this thing. Arjuna is not a conditioned soul, but God. It's such a way Arjuna acts like a conditioned soul. That is His mercy, because He asks us questions. What questions we have to ask? And get direct answer from the lips of Krishna. You understand? Ah, that is what, that's a Sakha-Chandra Naya. That is the logic, says Sakha-Chandra Naya. Ah, Sakha, branch of the tree, and Chandra, moon, that logic is there. Ah, Krishna pointing out to Arjuna speaks to us, all conditioned soul here. You understand? That is Sakha-Chandra Naya. Ah, and then the mother is there, mother, small baby, child is there crying. Mother saying, hey, look at the sky, a big plate, silver plate is there, the full moon, baby. Child looks at, oh, very nice. Ah, very nice, shining, silver plate is there. Oh, you understand? So, one day, the mother day, the moon was there, but it's covered up with branches of tree. The child cannot see. Mother, mother, that day you showed me that glazing, shining silver plate, where it is, I can see. The mother said, oh, look at that tree, that branch of the tree, big branch and a small branch there, small little opening there, do you see? True, look at through that opening. Huh? Then, oh, yes, that is that. This Sakha-Chandra, pointing out the branch of the tree, mother shows the moon. Similarly, pointing out to Arjuna, Krishna speaks to us. Understanding this Sakha-Chandra Naya. All right, thank you. Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai, Swami Bhaktivinoda ki jai.